భాగవతం క్యాంటర్ 7 చాప్టర్ 5 టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 23-24 కంటిన్యూయింగ్ ది పర్పర్ శ్రవణం. హియరింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది హోలీ నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్ ఈజ్ ది బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్. ఆల్దో ఎనీ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది 9 ప్రాసెస్ సఫిషియంట్ in chronological order, the hearing of the holy name of the Lord is the beginning. Indeed, it is essential, as enunciated by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, one is cleansed of the material conception of life, which is due to the dirty modes of material nature. When the dirt is cleaned from the core of one's heart, one can realize the form of the Supreme Personality of God, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Thus, by hearing the holy name of the Lord, one comes to the platform of understanding the personal form of the Lord. After living in the Lord's form, one can realize the transcendental qualities of the Lord. And when one can understand the transcendental qualities, one can understand the Lord's associates. In this way, a devotee advances further and further to a complete understanding of the Lord. And he awakens the realization of the Lord's holy name, transcendent form and quality, his paraphernalia, and everything pertaining to him. Therefore, the chronological process is Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. The same process of chronological understanding holds true in chanting and remembering. With the chanting of the holy names, form, quality, paraphernalia is heard by the mouth of a true devotee. Hearing and chanting are very pleasing. So Sanatana Goswami has forbidden us to hear the chanting of an artificial devotee or non-devotee. This is the first limb of devotional service is Sravanam. We all forgotten our relationship with Krishna. We only think of my father and mother, my brothers, all everything. Although God is the basis of everything. Any question you put? The land is given by Krishna. Whatever land Krishna has given, only that is available. Nobody can create extra land. The seed is given by Krishna. Is that right? The seed. Whatever, like vegetables are there, fruits are there. They are all created by Krishna. The air, water and heat. Air is provided by Krishna. Water is provided by Krishna. Whether under the ground or through the rains. And we are all created by Krishna. Although it is our body, my body, but whatever body Krishna has given, you have to say, this is my body. Like you can check, this is my mobile phone. Previously, I had an ordinary mobile phone. But Tarka Rupala, Rutana Nidrabhuna, Rutana Nidrabhuna. Are you following? Following, clear, okay. So I had a, before this 3G, 4G phones came, there were 2G phones, second generation phones. And I decided to change my phone. And I got 3G, 4G phone. But whatever body Krishna has given, cannot change it. The people sometimes bald head. Bald head, you know? Bald head. What it is called in Telugu? Not a head. Battatala. Battatala. Strange word. Why the bald head is called a battatala? Why is it like that? Battatala. Bald means empty, no head. So, if somebody has a bald head, nowadays, they are changing. They will implant some skin here and there you start getting hair. But that is not changing the head. The same head is there. But you wear a little patchwork. Actually, it is patches. They will take a patch from here and you will patch. They will patch it here. It is patchwork. It's not that I don't want bald head. You take off your head and get another head. It is possible. By the end of this year, I got a WhatsApp as the first head transplantation. There is some guy in Russia. There is somebody in America. The Americans' head is all right. Body is completely some neurological problem. He cannot move limbs, he cannot move legs. But that is all right. And in Russia, there is a guy whose body is all right, but he has no head. He has brain dead. But man is alive. Man is alive. Just like coma. Brain dead. Person is not dead, brain dead. That means he cannot be of any use except that he is lying on the bed and then people give him by tubes, fluids. Brain dead. So they are giving these both people their family members. Their family members are giving a lot of money by these medical scientists. Poor fellow is useless, and the doctors come and say, to your useless son, will you 10 crores, but we'll finish him. Maybe we'll try to make him all right. From two people, one good person. Then which family will go? This The head is from this family, and the body is from American family, and the head is from Russian family. So, one body is, head is already body is there. The other place, head is already, body is already, head is there. So they are saying, we take the good head, good body, we unite. They are thinking, maybe you will be alive. That will be known by the end of the year. 150 scientists spending literally like 250 crores, 150 scientists working for over 36 hours continuously. Very, very delay. The body, the operation will be useless. So they paid handsome money to American family, handsome money to Russian family, and then they want to experiment with scientists. No, the scientists are so stupid. They never get the question, why some people are blind, some people are lame, some people are autistic, deaf. Why? Why people are born like that? Karmas. Karmas. You have done something to the animals. You have done something maybe to the human beings in your past. In your past. You have done that in the future. In this birth. You also get same defect, bodily defect. Anything missing, body becomes incomplete. Suppose you lose your one finger, one finger in the machine, and you are trying to cut the grass, and your finger also goes. Giant. If it is late, they cannot join. The point is, no matter what you do to the body, body, like suppose they join the head, they join the trunk. Maybe wild gears, maybe their great ambition and efforts, they will make one person out of these two. They have to decide which family you go. That's a medical legal problem. Who will be his father and mother? Who will be father and mother? All problems. The scientists don't care. Already there are many problems and they are increasing the problems. Prabhupada made a joke. Scientists are very great. But what great? Scientists are great fools. They are great. Great in what sense? Fools. They are great for their foolishness. And scientists are expert. They are expert. But scientists are expert in cheating. They are expert, but they are expert in cheating. They are very great. They are great fools. Because the body for a small time. Anyway, like all of us have limited time. Suppose I give you 500 rupees. Manideep and Deep. Dhanush. Dhanush. You are Dhanush. You are money. because deep is common. If I say deep, what is it? Which is deep? So instead, you can say Mr. Money and Mr. Tanish. Is that right? They're all right. So, I see. I don't remember who is Money, who is Tanish. Mr. Tanish, who is Tanish? So, I give you 500 rupees. And actually, what will you do with this? I'll give 500 rupees. Tanish, here is 500 rupees. And he is spending. I don't know if I just keep it. Food. If you keep a paper and 500 rupees, you don't spend it. The paper and 500 rupees is the same. Suppose you take the paper to the market and want to purchase. You get anything from it? If you take 500 rupees to the market, you get anything? Yes. So, if you don't spend 500 rupees, you're outright, you're a fool. Because you don't know the value of the paper. Some paper has value, some paper has no value. This paper. So, tell me quickly, what do you want to do with 500 rupees? If you keep delaying, the 500 rupees will go to money. Money, what will you do? No idea. If it is, why only 500 Maharaj, if you give me 5 crores, I'll immediately spend. That's what Prabhupada said. Prabhupada said, I'm never satisfied with whatever money that comes. So all money belongs to Krishna. Is that right? All wealth belongs to Krishna. A devotee is never satisfied. For me, I don't need money. For me, I don't need money if I get little food. Suppose you are not staying in the temple. You go to bazaar. When you are hungry, you can just pick up something from the shop and eat. You can pay money. Tell. You have to pay money or you can go, oh, we have children, you know, I'm hungry. Will the shop wala give you? You take a stick, teeth, you get lost. Right? So in the temple, you are getting food, but you are not paying anything for that. This is Krishna's greatness. Krishna can give you. But you go outside the temple, and go and go to your home. You cannot. So, all the wealth is there. Are you paying electricity bill? Are you paying this light bill? Daylight. Daylight, you are getting so much light. But are you paying to Krishna anything? Go to buy water, you pay. But otherwise, suppose you are well in the water, you are well in your house, you have to pay anything. Dig your backyard and make a well, and you take water, you don't have to pay anybody. But you go into the bazaar and you are thirsty, you have to buy water packet, 2 rupees, water bottle, 15 rupees. And cool water bottle, 20 rupees. So the point is, all wealth belongs to Krishna. So a devotee, whatever he gets, suppose these 4 people, are they getting any salary? You don't know. Getting any salary. They are just serving free. Because Krishna is providing everything free, they are all serving Krishna. Krishna is maintaining us, and we should go on serving Don't worry. This relation will go on forever. You don't take money from Krishna. And Krishna will give you everything free. So the question is, we are talking, everything belongs to Krishna. So we should give everything back to Krishna. That's life about. And people have made a big business out of life. Everywhere, everything is shared, you know. But suppose you go to Goloka. You go to Goloka, you have to pay. You should be able to go to Goloka. Once you go there, you don't need any more money. No money necessary. No work. No salary. Nothing in charge. In your house, your mother, and she is giving you, when you take 3 idli, and you ask your mother, 2 more idli, to put another 5 rupees here. Then she say like that. So Goloka is your home. Goloka is your home. You don't have to pay anything there. You demand Krishna. Krishna, I want 10 laddus. You get 10 laddus. So this world is called Karma Jagat. You have to work. The temple also. We are not taking money from you. But are we making you work or not? But I say, Maya Swami, I come during prasadam time and go to my room. Is that allowed here? No. We give you a room, we give you prasad, but on many conditions. You have to come to the temple program. No? You have to do some seva. Then you can stay in the temple. If you don't agree to these conditions, sadhana and seva. The Prabhupada created ISKCON to help people develop their relationship with Krishna. By doing sadhana, you benefit. How many days you are in the temple? 3 days. Huh? 4th day. 4 days. 4 days you are in the temple. Before, now you are doing some seva. 4 days before you were not there. Temple was going on or not? Going on. So after once your school opens and you go away, the temple will go on or not? Because money and tanish have gone. How the temple will go on? Is it going to get you now? Krishna is running the show. That's why we have to satisfy Krishna. That is the business in the temple. In ISKCON, or don't worry about money, don't worry about how things will go on. Just, this is Krishna's home, and we are all Krishna's servants. So, you go on serving Krishna, and you don't have to worry how things will go on. Krishna is there. If one servant goes away, Krishna can call another servant. Krishna has called you here, yeah? Is that right? If Krishna has not called you, how can you come here? How many children are there in Nellore? Only 4 children like you? Or 1,000, 4,000, 40,000? Many. But only why you, 4 of you, have come here? Krishna has called you. All right, come. Mani, please come. Tanish, please come. Janike, please come. All of you, please come. When Krishna wants to send you, your schools will open. And then Krishna is asking, no, go away. Things like that. The point is Sravanam. We are talking about Sravanam. How do you know that Krishna is God? You have to hear. Before 4 days, we you know that Krishna is God before 4 days. So you thought anything is God. Before 4 days, how many gods you are worshipping? Tell me. Honestly, you tell me. Before 4 days, whenever you thought of God, what did you think? Quick. Before 4 days, what was your idea about God? Did. Money. Now you are beginning to know Krishna is God. But before 4 days, what were you thinking about God? I don't know. Is your English good? Huh? Why is that? I said, what did you think about God 4 days back? Huh? Like that you are thinking. And you? What did you think about God 4 days before? You did not care. Who are you, God? What do you use? My father and mother have given me food. You thought you don't need God. Huh? That's correct. That's why you don't know God. If you needed God, then you go and ask your father, who is giving me air? Who is giving me light? Who has given me body? You never got questions like that, no? So you thought, my father and mother, they are doing everything for me. I don't care who God is. And what about you, Paul? Now, before you came to ISKCON, you were not bothered. You were bothered about licking ice cream or eating something else. That is called children, their intelligence is not so much to think about God. So it is not bad or unusual. You have no interest in God because you are children. So even grown-up people have no interest in God. Then they are also like foolish children. Grown-up people have no interest in God. Then they are also like foolish children. They are thinking, I do this. I plan like this. Somehow everything is coming. We don't know. Animals are there. Animals. Suppose you there are some dogs there. Little puppies are there. And the kitten are in the temple. Suppose you throw some food. Dogs will come and eat. Are they bothered whether it is money throwing the food or Tanishna? Tanish is throwing, suppose you throw some food and the dogs will come and eat. Whether it is Pawan throwing or whether it is Chanakya throwing, they see me throwing the food. They don't care. So that means people who just eat and just go on with them. They are like animals. The animals don't see. Suppose daily you are four. Who has kindness among you? Who has kindness? Does any of your kind, quality of kindness? Your kindness? No kindness. Cruel man. Nobody is kind. So we are teaching you to be kind. You always have to be kind. So, suppose Chanakya is kind. Daya. And daily one morsel of food. Repeat Kadana. One morsel of food. You let in the plate remain one morsel. Okay, you are seeing the dog there. And then you throw it to the dog. The dog, it doesn't know. Maybe it will know. Suppose daily Tanish is throwing some food from the wall outside in Dal Sariti. And after 10 days, Tanish will go up there. They all come wagging the tail or they don't come. They recognize everybody. Dogs are also, at least they have the common sense. Daily you are throwing food and they recognize you. You just go walking there. All puppies are there. They'll express their pleasure. Tanish, you have given us food, you know, daily. And they want to make you happy. You are our boss. They do that. Yeah. But we are getting food daily for so many years. 26 years, 27 years. I'm getting food for 61 years. I'm getting food. Of course, now I'm trying to be grateful. I'm trying to be grateful to God. But human beings, they just use anything and everything. But nobody cares. Nobody cares to thank God. No? Are you saying prayers when you're eating here? Are they saying prayers? Prayers? When is it brother and Mahaprasad, they go in there. Nobody is saying. What is this? Whenever you are sitting down to eat, but you are eating just like that. She is saying, you are not saying. ఇదంతా తినేప్పుడు ప్రార్థన అంటున్నారా అంటలేదు మాట మార్చేస్తా అంటున్నా బ్రదర్ కదా కాల్సి వినపడేట్టుగా అంటలేదా సో దే ఆర్ నాట్ లెర్నింగ్ వాట్ ఆర్ యూ డూయింగ్ భోజనం చేసేప్పుడు ఏదైనా మంత్రం అంటున్నారా So what they are learning here then? It is there on the dining hall. So you are supposed to, they are coming for eating and each other, my dear boys, kindly, you should train them. Otherwise eating like animals. As soon as the food comes, just eat. It's not a problem. And the food plate is there, I see. What will you pray? This guy is a senior. What prayer? Say loudly. So it is there in the dining hall. Before you eat, you go before that. Board. And you stand there, let it chant, and then go to sit down and eat. Otherwise, you are eating like animals. You have to thank God. It should become a habit, automatic, whenever you are eating. Thankful to God. Whenever you're eating, what should you remember? Whenever you're eating, whom should you remember? Krishna. Krishna. Whenever you're eating, suppose I give you some kela. Krishna is so kind. He'll give me kela. What is kela? Huh? Banana. Banana, you know. whenever you eat, suppose you are taking water, what should you remember? If water is not there, you will die or not. Water is not there, suppose I ask you, my dear money, today is fasting. Don't take water also. Is it possible for you? Narsingh Chaturdashi day. You ask him, total fast. No food, no water. Can you stay? One day. See. Then you have to thank God or not. You cannot do one day without food or water. All for who can stay one day without food or water? Put your hands up. Who will stay without food and water for one complete day? No guts. That means whenever you are drinking, whenever you are eating, what should you remember? Huh? You remember Krishna is so kind, he has given me water. Krishna is so kind, he has given me food. So, Sravanam, did you see Krishna? How can you see Krishna? Huh? You cannot see Krishna with these eyes. When Krishna comes before you, then you can see him. Is that right? By you are going here and there, you cannot see Krishna. But when you do, as Krishna says, then Krishna is the world. You want to come to my room. You want to come to my room. I tell you, Mr. Tanish, kindly, you put out the fans, you fold the mats, and you chant at least 3 rounds. How many rounds have you chanted? कुछ इंग्लिश कुछ नहीं बोलते हाउ मेनी राउंड्स से अलाउडली 8 राउंड्स हाउ मेनी यू हैव टू चैंट एंड यू आर इन द टेंपल या वी आर टेकिंग सो मच टाइम डिले सो आई टेल यू यू डू दिस सेवा and you chant your rounds, yeah, and then you come and see me. What will I do if you come to see me? I might like to give you some mango, some one rasam, and one banginapilli. You come and I will ask. You say, no, I have not done it. Then I ask you, I don't need to go. You have not completed the job I gave you, you know. So Krishna, he will go on giving you if you complete the job given by him. Krishna has given the job, you serve me, you think of me. Krishna says, Manmana, think of me. Madhyaji, you worship me. So if you daily chant Hare Krishna, if you daily worship Krishna, you may not have any job, but the food has to come. The food will come. Because you are doing what Krishna is asking you to do. Is that right? So people are living like foolish children. People are living like animals because they are recognizing they are not recognizing God in their day-to-day life. Is that right? So how they can recognize? They have to hear. Now you are hearing from me and you are getting to know how things are going on. Now, one fellow like Chanakya, teacher asked, where do you get the milk? Where do you get the milk? Where will you get the milk? From cows? From buffaloes? No? But Chanakya said, we'll get milk from the supermarket. Answer. Where do you get milk? We'll get milk from the supermarket. Our supermarket is leaking our water. That's not possible. Stupid answer. So people are trying this. So if anybody is not recognizing God, is he stupid or not? Stupid. So hearing is very important. And then by hearing, you get the qualification to see God. Suppose I tell you Krishna is God. Go and meet him. Krishna is God. Please go and meet him. But where is Krishna? Nobody can catch Krishna. Nobody can see Krishna. That means you need qualification. Where did Prahlad see Krishna? Where did Prahlad see Krishna? In the pillar. Is that right? In the pillar, Prahlad see Krishna. So are you seeing Krishna in the pillar? Prahlad is seeing. So what is the difference? You are not seeing Krishna in the pillar. Prahlad is seeing Krishna in the pillar. What is the difference? Prahlad is always chanting. Prahlad is always chanting. Whenever Prahlad is getting something, he is always thanking Krishna. Krishna, you gave me water. Krishna, you gave me food. Krishna, you gave me health. Krishna, you gave me intelligence. No? So everything is provided by Krishna. So, if you always remember Krishna, any trouble, I am speaking in this microphone. Who made this microphone? Some XYZ. And who created that XYZ? Maybe XYZ parents. XYZ was created by XYZ parents. And who created XYZ parents? Krishna. Everything will go back to Krishna. Isvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Repeat. Isvara Parama Krishna. What is the meaning? The Supreme Person is Krishna. Parama. Isvara Parama. Among all the controllers, Krishna is the supreme. Isvara Parama Krishna. Sachidananda Vigraha. Repeat. Sachidananda Vigraha. So, when we say Krishna, so we ask you, how does Krishna look like? What can you say? How does Krishna look like? We don't know. If I give you a photograph, then you will talk, oh, Krishna is blue in color. Is that right? Only when you can see Krishna, then you can describe him. So here the description is there. Krishna is Sachid Ananda Vigraha. What is that? Then, how many words are there? Sat, Chit Ananda. What is the meaning of word eternal? Eternal telugule antaru. Eternal. 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 Who knows what is it for? Nobody knows the eternal word. So you should have a book. From tomorrow, you don't sit like that, you can take a Santagrahi. Go on talking, Maharaj. Everything will be here permanently. Why you are not having notebooks? Wasting your time. I'm shouting. I'm talking. Yes. All right, go on. Then you don't know, you have to know done or not. In your, to your school also, you go like this. And why you are here like this? This is class or not? Yeah, when you go to the school, to the classroom, you have notebook or not? Why don't you have notebook here? So from today evening, what you should have? No pen. Whenever you say what? Pen and notebook. Is that right? Pen and? So evening, I will watch whether you all have pen and notebook or not. So daily, something new, something you don't know, some English you will know, something about Krishna. Is that right? So where will you get pen and notebook? Tell your father. What is your father's name? Ramakrishna. So tell your father. You call your father by Ramakrishna or you call him by Nana. Whenever you want to call your father Ramakrishna, come here. You say like that. What did he say? Nana. So when you want to call Krishna, what will you do? Krishna, come here. Say like that. Hey Krishna, hey. Hey, means, hey, hey Krishna. That means a request. Hey Krishna. Your servant you can call him. Servant you can call him by name. Suppose I call him Chandrasekhar, come here. You will not run Sukadev. Sukadev. Maharaj. Maharaj, you come here. Maharaj, you come here also, you will not say, Maharaj, please come. Is that right? Is that right or not? So, this is called, whenever you are calling God, oh Krishna, my dear Krishna, please Krishna, like that. Is that right? So, by hearing, you will know about Krishna. By hearing, you will know how to approach Krishna. By hearing, why you are chanting? Did you count how many times you have chanted Hare Krishna these 4 days? 15 times? 1500 times? How many times? Many times. Can you count how many times? We are doing kirtan for 1 hour. In the Sandhya Arati, 7 to 8. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, say everybody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. After 1 hour, I will ask, Pawan, did you count how many times you chanted Hare Krishna? Too many times, Maharaj, too many times. Why you are chanting too many times? Your mind is dirty. Because our mind is dirty. What is dirty? Because English, English aata hai nahi aata. Because na serial aata hai, na kuch job deta hai. Advaita nahi chepe, telugu lo maatada. Nidrosa. గడ్డ ఉండే స్వామి చూసారా ఎప్పుడైనా? గడ్డ ఉండే స్వామి చూసారా? గడ్డ ఉండే స్వామి చూడలేదు. గడ్డ ఉండే వాళ్ళు ఒక గడ్డ ఉండే స్వామి ఒక ఆయన ప్రవచనం ఇచ్చాడు. ఒక ఆయన కూర్చొని ఏడుస్తున్నాడు. స్వామి అనుకున్నాడు నేను చాలా గొప్పగా మాట్లాడుతున్నా, కృష్ణ ప్రేమ పుట్టి ఆ ప్రేమ ఆనందంలో కృష్ణుడు గురించి ప్రేమ కలిగి ఏడుస్తుంటే నాకు కృష్ణుడు దర్శనం కలగటం లేదు గొప్ప విషయం. ఎంతకన్నా మనకి ఏడుపురాదు, మనకి కృష్ణుడు కావాలని లేదు, కృష్ణుడు నమ్మకాలంటే ఏడుస్తారు లేదు, కృష్ణుడు కావాలంటే ఏడవాలి. మనకి కృష్ణ అవసరం. ఈ గడ్డం ఆయన గంటసేపు మాట్లాడితే ఆ ఎదురుగా ఏడుస్తుంది, సంతోషపడ్డాడు. మాట్లాడడం వల్ల అతను కృషులు కావాలనిపించి ఏడుస్తాడు అని ఎందుక ఏడుస్తాడు. మీ గడ్డం చూస్తే మా మేక కూర్చొని మా మేక గుర్తొచ్చింది సార్, అందులో కనపడలేదు ఇచ్చిన జాబ్ అట్లేదు. ఏం జాబ్ ఇచ్చాడు చెప్పే దగ్గర పట్ల కండు వాచింది, కండు వాచింది హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ్ 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 హరే హరే. సాయంత్రం నుంచి ఏమంటారు మీరు విన్నారు లేదా? హియరింగ్ గురించి మాట్లాడండి. నేను హియరింగ్ చేస్తాను మీకేం చెప్పారు సాయంత్రం నుంచి మీరు క్లాస్కి వచ్చి ఏమంటారా? కాబట్టి మీరు విన్నట్టు లెక్క కదా. మీరు నేను అడిగాను సాయంత్రం ఎట్లా వస్తారు క్లాస్ కంటే? మీరు పెన్ను పెన్సిల్తో వస్తాం సార్, పెన్ను గుర్తు వస్తాం మీరు విన్నట్లే కదా. సో వెన్ అవర్ క్లాస్ హియర్ నైస్ దెన్ యూ విల్ లెర్న్ అలాగే హరే కృష్ణ.